It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To these guys, have you covered?
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM all over this wide world of ours. And I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob, and you're tuned into the Grilling Guys, so... If you think you're in the right place, cool. We're going to have a little bit of fun today talking about how to make your spring the best it can be as far as a grilling guy or gal goes. So I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Wow, that's a heck of a rollout. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are trying to make your spring better. And just the sound of our voices should make your spring better.
You know, like a bird in a tree waking me up in the morning, right? Just like that. Not so much, but we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Yes.
We talked last week, right? I was going to ask you about the blessing of the bikes. Is that something we want to talk about?
Well, sure, but I would like to make a very big announcement, and that is that we are going to be now in Big Rapids.
That's right.
WBRN, where Jop and I both went to school at Fair State College. It was Fair State College back then.
It was. That's what it says on my diploma from the 80s. But that's
well, at
good.
Least you got a diploma.
Well, I understand. I'm not rolling anybody under the bus there, but you were there for a while, so that's good.
Yeah, well, it's great to be on in Bulldog Country because, well, I've been to four colleges. It was my favorite.
Right.
It's the one I stayed at the longest.
Right.
Yeah, I tell you what, when we, last week we recorded early because you were headed to the Blessing of the Bikes, and so... After our recording we actually recorded on Thursday, Friday all day, I went to the Bulldog Alumni, Ferris State Alumni Association. I've been honored with election to the board of that alumni association. And we had a meeting and then our golf outing down at the Ravines in Saugatuck. And what a wonderful day. We had about 180 people there. So it was a big event, good time. But I came away with some winnings. And I don't ever win. And there was this, you know, it's a fundraiser, right, for the alumni. A lot of scholarship funds and stuff are raised that day.
You got a scholarship?
No, I didn't. But I contributed to one. But anyway, there was this big board with a poker chips on it, 400 numbers, right? I had a team of four. They were my guests. So I bought eight of these poker chips for, I don't know, they're 20 bucks a piece or whatever. Doesn't matter. And I put two of everybody's name on it, right? So we each of our foursome had two spots. Comes to the end of the outing, we're all done. You got a 2 in 400 chance, right? A 1 in 200 chance. Both of those poker chips hit, and I won a set of Callaway irons valued at $1,000 with a golf bag.
Wow!
And then I also won lessons from a pro, an evaluation and five private lessons valued at $750.
Wow, where's he at?
Up in Grand Rapids here at Celebration Cinemas, which is the theater on Napa and the Beltline. Right next door, there's a
Celebration
place,
North.
Yep. Yeah, there's a golf training facility there.
Oh, so it's indoor lessons.
It is, but I think it could probably go outdoor if you went to a store. But I don't know.
I think that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, but I've not taken either lessons. All they do is make me think too much when I'm swinging.
Well,
I'd like to sell the golf clubs, so we're going to trade this into Tradio, right? Because
there is a lot to be said for indoor lessons, though, because so much of it is the swing.
Oh, everything is, right. Yeah, I mean, the wind's the wind, but, yeah, you got to hit the ball square and flush to make it work. But, no, so I have some really, really nice, they're called Callaway Rogue irons, right-handed, seven clubs, you know, I think it's five iron through pitching wedge and gap wedge.
It's not Tradio, Jeff.
I understand, but call so Barbecue Bob, and he'll connect you with me.
Randy's number is 540.
But anyway.
It's 437.
Right. Yeah.
You got the old Nextel number.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I wanted to give a little shout out to our boys out at Grand Rapids Harley who had a fantastic bike night Thursday night. They invited me out. I'm palling up with those guys, hoping I can win a Harley or something. But they carry one of my products, and I'm going to be doing some events for them, barbecue events for them this summer. And, they're just it's just a fun place.
Oh, sure.
Even though I don't have a bike yet, it's just fun to be around them all. And being up at the Blessing last weekend, I got to tell you, dude, to be out on the street Saturday night in front of this place called Shoey's. It used to be the Log Bar.
Okay.
It's got a log front on it, and this shoemaker family, some people that are actually relatives of some classmates. So I did get to see a couple classmates. It's this guy's nephew, Jason Shoemaker, and his kids. And this place is, you want to talk about how to run a restaurant? They know. They've got it down. And, dude, two of the three nights, I got the same thing. It was so good. They make the absolute, one of my top two favorite ever, Olive Burgers. I love Olive Burgers. Mm-hmm. The only one that was as good were the ones Chef Jeff used to make when he had Buds across the street from Sobeys.
Right.
Those were beautiful. But I'm telling you, this chef they've got up there. But so I'd get a beer and go out, stand outside in front, and it is a sea of motorcycles. As far as you can see in every direction, I mean, every configuration, fancy. Oh, my gosh. It was just ridiculous, the money. I saw one, a guy had $100,000 into, and he backed it in, and he turned on his stereo system, and he entertained the whole town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
It was, I don't know, 200-watt system or something. It was just
ridiculous.
Too loud, actually.
Yeah.
But it was just, I don't know. There were guys there with crotch rockets, and it's mostly Harleys and Triumphs and Indians, though.
Right.
There's another one.
Touring bikes.
Other than Indian.
BMW has them. There's a few, but
yeah,
they're touring bikes, not necessarily racing bikes. That gravitate to those kind of events, right?
And yeah. I guess I was thinking of the Indian. Anyway, they're just so many cool bikes out there. And yeah. I grew up on motorcycles, and I love them. And it's, you know, there were guys there doing hole shots, and the cops were so chill.
Well, we've seen it before. Been there, done it, right?
There was a ton of cops, and I'll tell you what, they were great. I thank them
all. Well, they're there to keep the peace and make sure everybody just has a good, clean fun.
Yeah.
Right? And as long as they behave, they don't care.
I only heard the ambulance three times.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that could be from anything,
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So this was a first test market for your Wagyu beef jerky.
Right.
So what? Give us a report, because I love the stuff, but I'm just wondering if it took off for you.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And bikers love jerky.
Yep.
They can throw it in their saddlebag.
Yeah. Yep. So now you've got a couple flavors, right?
I call it saddlebag protein.
Right. Yeah. Right. That'd be a great name for it.
Yeah.
But you've got a couple flavors. One is like an original, and one's a teriyaki,
yeah,
right?
And they're
Did
good.
One take off over
you
more than the other?
You can get them at Grand Rapids Harley. You can get them all over town.
Yeah.
Now.
Sobey Meats. No. Kidding.
No.
You get Sobey's at Sobey Meats. I'm just kidding.
So listen, dude, I am ready to open up the Grilling Guys takeout Wednesday night.
Are you really?
So Wednesday at 4:00, the Grilling Guys takeout will be live. We're going to do a soft launch, and if you want, you can come out for dinner. It's on me.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Maybe I'll come out there and help you because I'm priced right as help.
So. If you want to come out and help, come Thursday because I'm barehanding it.
Oh, you're going live Thursday, Wednesday soft?
Wednesday's soft open, but it's going to be busy.
Right.
But I have help. For Wednesday, Thursday, I'm still scratching. So my bride is taking off.
Well, imagine that. But I'll be out Thursday then. You can count on that.
That'd
because
be great.
I want to make sure that this takes off for you. And anything I can do to help would be awesome.
Well,
so we'll have fun with that. And so as long as we're talking about it, we got another minute or so. What are we going to have on the menu on that first Thursday night? Which, by the way, would be May the 25th. Fifth,
I'm not going to venture
sixth.
On that.
May the 26th is Thursday.
I'm not going to
the
venture
26th.
That.
Yep. Anyway, it's if you're hearing this on Saturday,
yeah, it's
Thursday.
The 26th.
Right.
Very good.
Yep.
I don't have the menu in stone yet, but I've got some really cool things lined up. One of the things I'm going to do is, you know, I love doing smoked meatloaf.
Right.
And as popular as it was when Pat tried it up at Chase Creek.
Yep.
I'm sure it'll be good in Lowell too.
If you get a chance, come out on Thursday after you hear this on Saturday. Come out on Thursday into Lowell. It's the main four corners of town. You turn right and go a little bit north, about a half a block.
Just put it in your GPS. It's 501 Ottawa.
There we go. All right. Coming up next, we got Ron Hewitt with Grand Rapids Harley. He's going to talk a little bit of bikes with us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. Summer is just around the corner, and that brings a lot of things out of the garage. And, Bob, you spent the weekend, last weekend, up at Blessing of the Bikes, and you met some people, and we've got somebody on the live line right now, right?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, the funny thing is, as you're saying this and setting it up, I always see a map, you know?
Right.
And I see a map, and I'm over in Baldwin, and we now have our new station in Big Rapids, Michigan.
Right, right.
And so I wonder how many people up there went over to the Blessing. There might be some bikes in Big Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I've been working with Grand Rapids Harley and Fox Motorsports Group recently on some things. And this fellow on the grilling line right now, his name is Ron Hewitt. He's been very helpful and very knowledgeable. And welcome to the show, Ron.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I thought the really funny thing is when we were talking in the showroom a couple of weeks ago, you were telling me all about classics and all this. You know, I'm just basically trying to go to school on Harley. And and then I looked out on the street and talking with this fellow, and I said, is that a classic right there? He goes, yeah. And I said, oh, I was just talking to a guy down at Grand Rapids Harley about the classic. And he says, oh, you mean Ron Hewitt? I said, yeah. He's like, yeah, he'll be here in a minute. And then I saw you. So it's a small world, even though there was like 10,000 people on the street that night.
Yeah. Yes, there was.
So, ton of fun. How long have you been going to the Blessing?
Oh, man, since 97. I think I've missed maybe three, counting, you know, 2020 when we didn't have one.
Right. And it's amazing for, I don't know how many people were actually there, but there was an awful lot of good food available.
There was. And, you know, it's always a good time. You know, that's really the big kickoff of the year. And, you know, there had to be 20, 30,000 people there. I never heard the final number, but there was a lot of people, you know, that loved to ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you weren't at the Blessing of the Bikes unless you're out at the airport, though, right?
Well, you know, that's what they say, but not a lot of people go in there. But I tell you what, this year was probably the best weather in a three-day combination that we've ever had, because, you know, usually it's 40 and rain and then snow and cold. So this year that really brought the people out. There was
it was 92.
Yeah, I believe it, every bit of it.
Oh, my God. Well, it was 92 Thursday when I got there, and I'm trying to set up a booth, and I'm, like, dying.
Right.
But anyway, let's I had a great time. Every time I go to your place, I love looking at all that steel. And you guys, you've all been riding Harley so long, and I want one so bad. It's probably painfully obvious to you guys. But tell our listeners, you know, like when I first walked in there and had the stupid questions about Harleys, tell our listeners, give them a little Harley 101 and what you guys have in stock.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've got a pretty decent selection, you know, with all things considered right now, you know, with production delays and everything else that's going on in the world about, you know, getting parts. But, you know, we've got some limiteds, which, you know, now are twin cooled. So they have liquid cooled heads, and then, you know, they're also traditionally air cooled. We do have, which I think we just sold it yesterday, but we have the new Harley Nightster. And that's got the Revolutionary Max motor. I mean, it's pretty much a sportster. It's 90 horsepower. The thing rips.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really impressive to see. You'll have to come back in because I was not here the day you were here.
Okay.
So, yeah, please come back in.
So how about that really cool, almost European-looking one that could kind of pass for a trail bike?
Yes, the Harley's Pan America.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely a market that we needed to get into. That's it's 150 horsepower. And the ones that we have, they make two different models. They make the regular one, and then they make a special, which the ones we have are special, and they have the adaptive ride height. So when you're riding that and you come to a stop, it drops down an inch. That doesn't sound like a lot, but it really is. It really does make a big difference, you know, because not everybody's, you know, 6 foot or better.
Right.
Yeah, Ron, I'm an uneducated but interested Harley person, and my question to you is what are the two or three things that I should know if I was interested in getting a Harley? What would you like to know from me to put me on the right bike?
Well, basically, what I would like to know is what you ride now, if you do ride, and what don't you like about your motorcycle? What doesn't it do for you? Because some people say, well, you know, I have this bike and it's, you know, blah, blah, blah brand, and I just don't ride it a lot. And then you start talking about what they want this motorcycle to do, and it's not even the right motorcycle for them.
That's a great, great question, Randy. And people that take long trips on the wrong bike will tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. That's all you hear. They go, yeah, you know, I can ride for, you know, an hour tops, and I've got to get off and rest for a little while. Well, maybe you don't have the right motorcycle. Maybe it's just something as easy as you need a different seat on the bike that you have. And, you know, we do offer demo rides as long as, you know, the weather's nice and, you know, it's something that you're interested in. We will have the Harley demo truck here in mid-June. I'm not exactly sure of the date, I'm ashamed to say. But we'll have, you know, they'll have every model out here. You can sign up on our website for what you want to ride.
That's what is Grand that? Rapids. What is that website?
GrandRapidsHarley.com.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, you're actually in Hudson. You're actually in Hudsonville. What's up with that?
Yeah, yeah, dude. I don't know. You know,
that web page was taken.
Yeah. Everybody wanted it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So Ron, it sounds like to me that the typical Harley buyer, this isn't the first bike he's buying, right? Or she is buying. So my question is that there's a lot of iron, a lot of power underneath you. Are there classes people can take that you can help them learn how to ride?
Absolutely. And those classes are, you know, they're given by certified riding instructors. We have them going on right now. And you can go also to our website, GrandRapidsHarley.com, and you can get signed up. If you're thinking about doing it at all this summer, you need to get signed up now because they fill up fast. We only allow 10 people per class. There's two instructors, so there's a lot of one-on-one. And, I mean, it takes you from never riding a motorcycle to being ready for the road. It's a pretty amazing class. Even people that have ridden in the past, they get something out of this class. They figure out what they're doing wrong, somebody else's bad habit that taught them how to ride. And it's just, it's really that simple.
Well, Ron Hewitt, Grand Rapids Harley, I'll tell you, if you're thinking of going out and looking at a Harley, look this dude up. And if he's busy, there's a whole bunch of other people there that I'd have to say are not hawks. You don't feel like you're walking into an Art Van store when you're right there. You know, they're very helpful. Very helpful. Well, not too much cologne either. That's
right,
good.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine right. this is a big purchase. You know, I mean, and it's something you shouldn't take lightly because there's a lot of opportunity to make a lot of mistakes. So that's why I was inquiring about the.
Your questions were great.
Yeah, about the teaching. So it's good stuff. Good stuff, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and may I add, you know, it is a big purchase. Anything is a big purchase anymore. No matter what brand of motorcycle it is. But, you know, come in and ask the questions. There's no dumb ones. It's only the ones you didn't ask.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll have you sit on every single motorcycle we have until we find the right one. Because it doesn't matter to me which one you buy as long as you buy the right one. Right.
Ron, we're out of time. Ron Hewitt, Grand Rapids Harley, we appreciate you, brother, and we'll be talking.
Yes, sir. Thank you much.
You bet.
All right, coming up next, we've got Martin Earl from Thermapen. If you can't afford a Harley, you might get a thermometer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport. It's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob, that Blessing of the Bikes recap and the Harleys, man, that just gets my motor running. I'm not a Harley guy, never will be. Have some, you know, I lost a brother on a motorcycle accident, kind of just tainted me for it. But I don't discredit anybody that likes to ride, right? I mean, it's good for you. Enjoy it. It's just,
yeah,
I got
maybe,
a phobia
maybe
for
you
it.
Didn't ride one when you were a kid.
Right. Yeah. You know? That's exactly right.
You saw
it. Had a mini bike, but that was about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway.
Did you have the little nose that you wore when you rode it?
No. I was too big to get in the clown car. Yeah. I always wore Huskies, you know.
Job, so. You know, we do a lot of referrals for Thermapen, and they're on our website, and we brag about them all the time. And so, what'd you line up here?
Well, we've got Thermapen. I'll let him talk a little bit about the importance of a great thermometer when you cook. But this is a company that made in America, baby, and we have used these since I've been cooking. And Father's Day is around the corner here, so we wanted to get Chef Martin Earl. He is their professional chef at the company. Hey, Martin, thanks for making time. We appreciate you doing this. And we just want to talk a little bit about the company, the products that you might have for the griller, whether they be amateur or professional, and the importance thereof of understanding the temperature of the food that you're cooking.
Great, yeah. Absolutely. It's so important.
So tell us a little bit about the products that you would recommend for the home griller who's an avid griller but maybe you know doesn't understand the importance or what he should be buying.
Sure, absolutely. So I mean, you know, grilling is a really temperature sensitive thing. I mean, all cooking is, right? But grilling in particular, you're dealing with really high heat, which means really fast temperature changes, really extreme temperature gradients in your meat, right? You know, the side of the steak or the burger or whatever that's facing your hot coals or your gas or whatever is experiencing some really intense heat, and the side that's up is just venting heat to the air as quick as it can. And so to deal with that, really, you need a thermometer that's accurate and is fast. And the best thing that I can recommend for anybody is to get a fast, accurate digital thermometer like the Thermapen 1. It's accurate to 0.5 degree Fahrenheit, which is unbeatable. You get full readings in 1 second. And that means you can go from burger to burger to burger to burger, or steak to steak to steak or chicken thigh or whatever, without burning your hand, holding it over the grill, right? Which is always something that I don't like. And you can get accurate readings on everything to make sure it's done. Look, you know, we don't all grind our own hamburgers. A lot of us are using, you know, packaged ground beef and stuff like that. And that is, if you don't cook that properly, you're just asking to get you or somebody at your party sick.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
no fun.
And what you said brought up a thought that I would probably tell you too, is if you're going burger to burger and then chicken to, don't go from chicken to burger, chicken to steak,
yeah,
because
that's right.
You know, you're going to different temperatures and then contamination. And like I eat my steaks, like kind of, they're still got a little bit of a pulse to them. You don't want to come out of a raw piece of chicken into my steak because I'm going to eat that raw juice.
Yeah. So what Bob is really telling you is
that wipe off your pro.
Wipe your pro, right? All right, we're not going to touch that one anymore, but that's where he's going. And why is that? Because raw chicken, it contains contaminants that will get you sick much more than beef does.
And you know why that is?
Why is it?
They eat with their pecker.
Here we go again. Wipe off your probe. Everything's all falling into place now if you're a grilling guy, right? I get it. So Martin, forget he's here. Let's
now
just
you're
keep
on
talking.
A sophisticated show, Martin.
Right. Yeah.
Great.
I still have my original thermal pen. It's probably 10 years old. And that one would read in 3 seconds, which blew me away. I was on the verge of pulling the trigger on a Maverick at the time, and I think I was repping for some firms, some barbecue places, and that was one that was available to me until I ran into you guys. And I thought the 3 second read and Made in America was incredible, but this new one reads in under a second.
It does. It's full reading, which. There's a scientific explanation for what a full reading is, like a five sigma thing and stuff like that. But it's full readings in a second or less, and every single thermopen is tested in the factory. I do want to just mention, though, that our thermopens are actually hand-built in England. They're not a U.S., they're a U.K.
Bloody England.
Product. Yep, uh-huh.
That's okay. I think they're still allies.
They still are. We're still on that side.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're on that side again. There's that whole 70.
Yeah. I don't know if we ever got rid of you.
Right. So Martin.
The thermopen, like, it really is, it's unbeatable for speed, and we really do test each one in a laboratory-grade facility before we send it out.
So what other products for a griller would you recommend?
You know, a really fun thing for a griller can be just a really good IR infrared, pistol type of thermometer. The IRK2 is one of my favorites. You don't need that necessarily, but we don't need a lot of things that we grill with, do we? We really like them.
Yeah, like a partner on a radio show sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
Good point.
You sometimes you want to know what the temperature is at the surface of your grill. So you have what I use is like a small, it's like a 2-inch cast iron lodge pan. They like make it for toasting spices or hanging from your keychain or something. I don't know what it's for, but I use it as a temperature gauge. Actually, I'll just set that on my grill surface. And then you can take the temperature of that little piece of cast iron, to know what the surface temp is for your grill. And then you could have a couple of those on there if you wanted, something like that.
I was thinking something more along the lines of that'll wake you up and say, hey, your food's done.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, that's yeah, absolutely. Alarm thermometers are just fantastic for grilling season, especially a lot of things, be it steaks, burgers, chicken, a lot of them really benefit from a two-stage cooking where you cook it on indirect heat, like with the grill lid closed, and then you move it over to direct heat to just sear it and give it that yummy, flamey flavor. And while you're in that initial cook, I grilled some burgers here yesterday, and I brought those up to 130 degrees, 135 degrees off the heat. I stuck a probe in there from the Smoke X2, got two probe channels. We also have a Smoke X4 with four probe channels. You can stick that in there. You can monitor your grill temp and your meat temp at the same time. And that one has a range of like a mile and a quarter on the receiver. Now that's line of sight, right? If there's nothing between you and it.
Wow, that's incredible.
That means it can get you into the house though, right? Like it's strong enough penetration to get through your house and talk to you on the receiver. So you can know when those burgers get up to 130, when your steak gets up to 104, something like that. So you can go and move it to the fire to just finish it off. And those are just fantastic.
And I'm thinking with all the people that like to use smokers.
Yeah, Martin, mm-hmm. I have an X4, which has three temperature probes for the food and a fourth for your cooking chamber. So you can monitor the cooking heat as well as the product in there. And that alarm feature, when I smoke, I often will do a lunch catering. And so you got to smoke overnight, right? And I like to wrap my pork butts at about 150 degrees. And it's so wonderful to have that because the alarm wakes me up. It's on the nightstand and it wakes me up and I don't have to like lay there wondering at what temperature are my pork butts. When the thing hits 150, it beeps. I go out and wrap them and go back to bed in 5 minutes. It's wonderful. And that would save me a lot of sleep.
Especially if you remember
exactly
to set it.
I do the same thing with mine. Whether I do pork butts or a brisket. I mean, a brisket, the only way to do brisket is overnight or to start at 6 in the morning if you want to eat any time today, right? We're looking at like 14 hours plus.
Yeah.
So when I do a brisket, I'll put it on at like 10 o'clock at night. I'll get woken up by the smoke on my bedside at like 2 or 3 a.m., something like that, you know, depending on how I've set it up. Go out, wrap it up. Go back to bed, and then I know I don't have to worry about it. And I've got that one monitoring the air chamber, like you said. I've got the one monitoring that. So if my fire goes out or if there's a flare up or something, because I like put too much charcoal in one place or something, it yells at me, and I can go right back out and take care of it. I sleep very soundly when I'm barbecuing.
Don't we all? Well, Martin, we're out of time, brother. We appreciate you making time for us. Keep doing all your good work because the products you guys produce are wonderful and they're great for a griller. So we appreciate you calling, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, coming up next, plan your events. We're going to help you do it. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Say, if you didn't hear that last segment with Martin Earle, the synopsis of all of it is that get yourself a good digital thermometer, and a ThermoPen is one of those. Instant read, and it will vastly improve your results on your grilling and smoking.
Definitely,
no question.
And there's no time more obvious than right now. To go to a company in America. Now, that unit we have happens to be made in England, but they're an American brand.
Right.
And they're actually out of England, but most of their production's in Utah.
Right.
So they've just been a great partner for us, and we urge you to go to thegrillingguys.com and look over at our sponsors on the right. You can also look at MyPillow.
Right.
MyPillow.
Yeah,
exactly. Because he's got his slippers down to, I think, $59.99 now. They're $150 slippers. I am getting a pair.
Well, and the thing
my birthday's in July.
Okay, I'm aware of that. And size 12, right? If I remember correctly. Yeah, right. So, but anyway, you can walk outdoors with those. That's why I love mine. Is that they got the sole on them?
Got those?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh!
For my footy, I got my slipper for my footy.
My fitty?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's about one fitty.
So what I was thinking is to plan out your events right now when you're for this spring and summer because, I mean, dude, I've had two pallets of charcoal on order for 2 months.
Right.
Everything is on back order, so you're going to already miss the summer on some of your stuff. But by all means, take a look at your meat.
Yep.
Take a look at your charcoal, your LP gas, all those things that you have to do a successful event, and get them on order.
Right.
And get stocked up. Clean that garage out. Make some room.
Right. So this winter, I've got a big green egg. For those of you that got those or a Kamado grill, a ceramic grill, I fired that thing up in February, and it was about 3 below 0 when I built a fire in it. And I used lump charcoal, and the fire got hot. And what it did is it cracked my firebox. There's a ceramic firebox liner inside of the big green egg.
They always do.
So what made me just think of this is that I didn't know it at the time, but the last time I cleaned it, I saw that it's in three pieces, not in one anymore. So Big Green Egg being who they are, lifetime guarantee on all the parts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I went back to Zager's Pool and Spa, where it came from, and they were getting out of the business, but they sent me to Ace, True Value, rather.
Okay.
Riley's, Ace. I'm sorry. It's Ace.
You okay?
Yeah, I think so. But anyway, but they ordered that stuff for me 2 months ago, the guts for it,
right.
And still don't have it. I call them every couple of weeks, say, has it come in yet? Nope. Hasn't. Yeah. I'm using it, but it's not
that as stuff's all made in Mexico.
Yeah, it's
so
not as efficient.
It's probably
the rate of people coming over the border. I thought I'd have had it by now.
No,
but,
if you
somebody
were,
didn't
if
bring
you
one were, with them,
you should have ordered fentanyl.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So charcoal, that's a good thing. Go to Garrett's Appliance because guess what? They have a giant warehouse. You can get everything you need, and it's probably in stock already.
Right.
If you look at Garrett's Appliance, what is that in Wyoming on
Byron Center? And
Byron Center. And 28th Street. Look at the size of their warehouse.
Yep.
It looks like just a store up front, but there's it's either Steelcase or Garrett's Warehouse. I
right,
don't know
yeah,
which it
right.
is. But they have the stuff in stock. They'll deliver it to your house.
Right.
So another good Father's Day, Mama, if you're listening. But check the marketplace right now. That's the deal. Check the marketplace and even check Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
Because I see old Weber's on there for $25 and $50. You got to act quick because some of these people don't know what they're selling. I saw their whatever their top of the line. I can't think of it right now.
The charcoal or gas?
Gas.
Genesis.
I saw their Genesis for $50.
Yeah,
and it looked really nice.
Yeah, even
and
if
it was gone.
Well, I understand.
So you want to pay for it right off the bat? Don't even go look at it.
Right,
it'll be gone.
Yep. And even if the guts are bad on something like that, for $100, you can fix it up and it'll be just like new. If the outside's good, not all beat up. You can put the guts back in them pretty cheap and get yourself a really nice grill.
You can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because not everybody can spend $500 or $5,000 on a grill.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
Yep, that's exactly the way it is.
Also, like my buddy does, Joel, he goes to Salvation Army, and he finds those old beautiful ceramic or enamel-coated old Webers.
Right.
They're gorgeous. Yeah. I want one just because it's a classic.
You want to put it in your garden and just look at it.
No, I want to put it by the pool because I ran natural gas back there. Oh. But I want to find one of those old green, top-of-the-line Webers. And it's,
the charcoal grill, the kettle.
No. No, the gas.
Oh, okay.
The old, you know, because they kind of came out with gas grills. I don't remember anybody beating them to the punch, but it seems like they were the first ones to really go into big production on gas. Mm-hmm. I guess there was another one, which is out of business now, and the name escapes me, but a very legendary name. Of course, there's been a lot of them coming and going, but you've got Phoenix, which is now owned by the company MHP. You've got, of course, yours, that your original one as a Broilmaster.
Yep.
Great grill.
Right. Yep. I gave that to my son when he got his new house. Because
from Rockford, Illinois.
You know that I had 8 grills. I'm down to 6 now. I gave one away and sold a charcoal grill I wasn't using anymore. But I still want one of those pizza ovens from Garrett's, man. I'm jonesing for
and
it.
And I've only got 3 or 4 or 5 grills
right
now.
Right.
And I've got room for one by the pool.
Right, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you got roll one out there, man. You got grills. And it's just one of those things. Father's Day's coming up. If you can't afford a new one, fix the one you have. And if you don't know how to fix it, go to a place like Garrett's that will tell you. You tell them what you have. I guarantee they will tell you how to fix it if it's not working right. And if you brought it in there, you know, they might charge you a little extra and fix it for you because they've got a department that does all that stuff.
Here's the other thing is stock up on LP because it's not going to get cheaper. Prices are skyrocketing. I would run down and grab 2 or 3 extra canisters right now.
Right.
Because the way it's going, those are just going to keep going up. And what's in stock at these LP trade stations, they might still be at the old price, but I'm going to tell you that those prices are going to go up in a week or two. I mean, prices are skyrocketing.
Earlier this week, I bought 2 of them for $19.95 apiece.
Holy cow.
So,
I'll get 10 then.
Right, because they can be a lot more. But I remember last summer I was buying them If you bought them right, you could get them for $13.99. So they went up $6.
Wow.
This year, but you know, it's like everything else. I mean, the gas pump doesn't spit out receipts anymore. They're mortgage documents that you sign
right.
when you pull away. It's crazy, man. I don't get it. I'm back to doing virtual appointments at work because I don't want to put $4.59 gas in my car to go talk to somebody. I mean, I do, but it's just as easy. You know, it's crazy. It's
yeah.
impacting everything.
So, you know, back to Bike Week.
Okay. That's a better subject.
I think next year we should go up there and sell barbecue.
That'd be fun.
They needed more
food. They don't have anybody doing it?
Well, there is, but...
Nobody's good as us.
It didn't, no.
Right,
no,
exactly.
No.
Okay, I'll toot my own horn.
It was, I'm sure that they were nice folks, but number one, they didn't take credit cards.
Right.
Number two, it just didn't look like a place you'd want to buy food from.
Right, right.
You got to represent.
Right.
We got to get us a trailer.
Yeah.
Or a truck.
Yeah, I saw squirrels too, you know.
Yeah.
Dang it, I forgot.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah,
Mike Whirlman. Mike Whirlman. Just got a brand new one.
Oh.
And we have to apologize to our long, long time sponsor, Sobe Meats. We missed their anniversary party last weekend. It was Saturday, and Mike Whirlman's Squirrel 2 barbecue truck, it was the debut of that. And
oh.
It was Sobe's 18th anniversary. So hoorah. To
yeah.
our friends Tim and Teresa Sobe for the best meat market in West Michigan. And the grilling guys had made a major faux pas, and we didn't mention it on the show last week, and it was a week ago today.
Well, we mentioned them enough times.
I understand,
okay.
But I just felt bad because we should have been pumping that up for 2 or 3
terrible.
Weeks. But you know what? Sobe's is still there. Get over there. It's the best place in town to buy meat, and I'm good with it. So anyway, but Conrad, how are we doing on time?
We've got about a minute, boys.
Oh, goodness. Here, now we got a Babylon, don't we?
Babylon.
Yeah, right.
Hey.
Dream of Genie.
Speaking of Babylon, the Federal Reserve's ready to crash.
Is it?
And that's the Babylon system.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing reference
yeah,
right there. I don't even
Babylon.
Know if it's true, but...
Babylon.
But,
yes, we're in the Babylonian system.
Are we?
Same demons.
They wear the puffy pants
same
that are
demons.
Drawn at the ankles. And
same demons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curled up
They're
shoes
going
on the
down. Going down.
Yeah,
the Fed
anyway.
Is done.
So
don't have to. You don't have to audit it.
Right.
It's just going to.
So, Bob,
gonna,
next Thursday, give the address again where the grilling guys catering is going to start working. And we're going to have to go stuff.
Facilities Kitchen starting Wednesday, 4 o'clock.
Well, that's the dry run. And we don't
It's a soft launch, but it's going to be crowded. So
okay.
It'll be okay. I have more help on Wednesday. 501 Ottawa in Lowell, Michigan. And there's another place that's in there Friday, Saturday, Sunday called Sabor Mexicano. Once you find out where I'm at, you'll want to go back and see my friends in there because they throw down some great Mexican food.
All right, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. We'll talk with you next week.